Alhamdulillah. Verily all praise is due to Allah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu. We praise Him and we seek His assistance. Wa nastaghfiruhu. We beg Him to forgive us. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina. And we seek refuge with Allah from the evils of our own selves. Wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. And from the bad outcomes of our deeds. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu. Whomever Allah guides cannot be misled by anyone. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whomever He misguides cannot be set straight by anyone. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And I testify openly that there is no one who deserves any type of worship other than Allah alone without any partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I testify openly that Muhammad was His servant and messenger. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O you who have believed, ittaqullah. Fear Allah and keep your duty to Allah. Ittaqullah haqqa tuqatihi. As He deserves to be feared. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. And do not die except as Muslims in submission to Him. Ya ayyuha nas. O mankind. اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. Fear your Lord and Creator and keep your duty to Him. He's the one who created you from a single soul. وخلق منها زوجها. And He created from that soul its mate. وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. And He spread in the land multitudes of men and women from the two of them. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. And fear Allah and keep your duty to Him, the one through whom you demand your mutual rights, and take care of the ties of kinship. Inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. For verily Allah is a watcher over you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O you who have believed, ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Fear Allah and keep your duty to Him, and say a word of truth that is straight to the point. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will correct your actions. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And He will forgive your sins for you. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved the great achievement. أَمَّا بَعَدْ. As for what follows. فَإِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Then verily the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. وشر الأمور محدثاتها. And the worst of all matters are the newly invented things. وكل محدثة بدعة. And every newly invented matter is an innovation. وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. And every innovation is misguidance, and every kind of misguidance is in the fire. Dear brothers in Islam, we have wronged ourselves. We have stained our souls. We have polluted our hearts. We have harmed our own selves and transgressed against our own selves. But we come together at this place for rectification. We come together at this place and at this time to seek rectification and correction for what we have erred in. And what we have wronged ourselves in. This is not a place where we come to behave and act pious, more pious than another person, or wear clothes, or have appearances in a certain way. But this is the place where the hearts are rectified. And this is the place where faces prostrate on the floor to Allah Ta'ala, the place maintained for that purpose. And we come together on this day, begging Allah Ta'ala that He give us some benefit in these moments, in these minutes in front of us, that will help us rectify what we have wronged of our lives and set things back into what is pleasing to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. From the very best ways that I and you, we rectify ourselves, is that we begin with our tongues and we begin with supplications. We begin with turning to Allah Ta'ala and asking Him for aid and assistance. And remember, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I have believed in Allah, and then after that be upright. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us about the importance of the tongues, and how the tongues lead the way for the rest of the body parts. Listen to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he taught us that every single day that the son of Adam wakes up, the body parts, all of them, they issue a warning to kaffiru lisan. They issue a warning to the tongue. They say, ittaqillaha fina, fear Allah regarding us, fa innama nahnu bik, for we are just along with you, we follow in suit with you. In istaqamta istaqamna, if you're upright, then we will all be upright. All of the body parts will be upright in following the tongue. Wa in i'wajajta rajajna, and if you deviate, swerve and become crooked, then we will all be crooked and swerved. We beg Allah Ta'ala for the rectification of our tongues. From the best ways that we rectify our tongues is to supplicate to Allah with the very best of supplications that have come from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our example and our role model used to seek refuge with Allah from certain behavior and certain endings in this life, that which he personally was very far from, being the very best and most pious worshipper of Allah Ta'ala, yet he set the standard for all believers who wish to gain the shelter of Allah, the protection of Allah, the refuge with Allah from the worst of character and the worst of traits. And he used to say in something summarized by Zayd ibn Arqam, the Ansari, the great companion from the Ansar, who lived into the year 68 or so, radiyallahu anhu, if he was asked about a matter that he learned from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a general question, tell us something you learned from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is what he would narrate from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So listen to how a companion summarizes the very best thing he would bring to all of the people in one single hadith. He said, لا أحدثكم إلا ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حدثنا به. I won't narrate to you except what the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated to us. ويأمرنا أن نقول, and what he used to order us to say, meaning in supplication. He used to say, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من العجز. Oh Allah, I beg you for refuge from العجز, incapability. وَالْكَسَلْ and laziness, وَالْجُبَنْ and cowardice, وَالْبُخَلْ and stinginess and miserliness, وَالْهَرَمْ and senility, feeble old age, وَعَذَابِ الْقَبَرْ and from the punishment in the grave. Six matters that are extremely important. And then he would say, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, showing us how we are to purify our souls by asking Allah Ta'ala to rectify our souls for us. He would say, Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. Oh my Lord, oh Allah, give my soul its piety. Wazakkiha, purify it. Anta khayru man zakaha. You are the best to purify it. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. You are its guardian and its caretaker. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'u. Oh Allah, I beg you for refuge with you from knowledge that doesn't provide benefit. وَمِنْ قَلْبٍ لَا يَخْشَعُ and from a heart that doesn't have any humility. وَمِنْ نَفْسٍ لَا تَشْبَعُ and from a soul that doesn't reach any contentment. وَمِنْ دَعْوَةٍ لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا and from a supplication that goes unanswered. The first six things from this beautiful supplication from our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be something that we look at closely in this khutbah, dear brothers, to try to understand its meanings. And know that this has come from other than Zayd ibn Arqam, from the respected and honored companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially these six things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to regularly ask Allah Ta'ala for refuge with him from those things. The first thing is incapability. And Allah Ta'ala has reminded us, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا and mankind has been created in a state of weakness. And it is only through Allah Ta'ala that we would have any strength or any capabilities. Only through Allah Al-Qawi, the All-Strong, Al-Aziz, the Almighty, Al-Qahhar, Al-Jabbar, the All-Dominating Lord, Al-Qadiru ala kulli shay, the one who's able to do all things, Al-Muqtadiru Al-Qadir, the one all-capable, whose capabilities are unrestricted and unlimited. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِهِ the one who there is no power and no capability except through him. We turn to him And we ask Him for assistance against the weakness of our souls and the weakness of our bodies. And we beg Him for strength in character and strength in our bodies and strength in faith and strength in everything that He loves and is pleased with. The believer, we understand from this very first part of the supplication that the believer's character is one of strength, determination, and resolve. Not a character of weakness and incapability and false excuses. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us strong and determined in His religion. The second thing he sought refuge with Allah from was al-kasal, laziness. Meaning you have the ability, but you don't use the ability and you are lazy. The deen of Allah Ta'ala is the deen of strength, the deen of energy, the deen of performing deeds for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The deen of seeking capability and strength from Allah Ta'ala. Not the deen of laying back and being lazy. Not the religion of laziness. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. Verily the hypocrites, they seek to deceive Allah whilst He is the one who deceives them. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. And when they stand up for prayer, how do the hypocrites stand up for prayer? They stand as lazy people, yura'una nas, seeking to be seen by the people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't mention Allah Ta'ala except very little. That's from Surah An-Nisa. And remember, dear brothers, that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has guided us to strength in Iman. And he told us that المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. And in both there is good. احرص على ما ينفعك. Be vigilant about all matters that benefit you. واستعن بالله. And seek the assistance of Allah. ولا تعجز. And don't be lazy. Don't lose out with opportunities. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٌ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ لَكَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَلَكِنْ قُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And if a matter befalls you that you dislike, then don't say, had I only done such and such, then such and such would have been the outcome. But rather say, Allah has indeed decreed His qadr, and He does whatever He wishes. For this statement of, lo, had I only done such and such, it opens up the work of the shaitan. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us strength in character and strength in Iman, and we beg Him for refuge with Him from weakness in Iman and weakness in character. Wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things. Salatu wassalamu ala ashrafi khalqillahi ajma'in. May Allah raise the rank of the most noble of the entire creation, Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Our Prophet Muhammad and likewise his family and companions. Dear brothers, after seeking refuge with Allah Ta'ala from incapability and from laziness, for those of us who wish to open up doors of goodness by memorizing one single dua from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we haven't learned before, then we turn to this dua, which is printed and available to you at the exit of the masjid today for those of you who wish for a small piece of paper to put in your pocket and remember this dua that you have heard today and try to read it and memorize it and put it into practice. Imagine that you don't have many supplications memorized from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you've been a Muslim for 5 or 10 years or 20 years, and you have very little of supplications from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is it that has befallen you? None other than laziness. None other than having the ability to do things, but being busy with things of lesser value. Nothing but laziness. And we ask Allah Ta'ala in this dua, daily and repetitively, all of the time, that He grant us protection from laziness. Perhaps this dua and our attachment to its meanings and our implementation of this dua and its likes would help us to shun the laziness that keeps us from moving forward in our religion. With simple things like a supplication gained here, a surah from the Quran gained there, a hadith learned over here, a little pickup in the religion, a little reminder in the religion every now and then will aid you in your religion like you won't even imagine, dear brothers. Step forward to your Lord and learn something of value in your religion, even if it be very little, even if it be one little supplication or one ayah or one hadith. Don't look down on any good thing. So thirdly, in this supplication, we seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from cowardice, from al-jubn, from cowardice. And Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he was a servant of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a period of 10 years in the Madani stage of history. And he said many things about the great character of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which would summarize for us how great he was, how much integrity and piety he embodied in his day-to-day life. But listen to this, he said, فَكُنْتُ أَسْمَعُهُ يُكْفِرُ أَنْ يَقُولُ. I heard him saying this dua much, meaning this personal supplication he would pray to Allah Ta'ala with for himself. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from depression and sadness, wal-ajzi wal-kasal, and from incapability and from laziness, as we've had in our hadith of Zayd ibn Arqam, and al-bukhl and al-jubn, and as well stinginess and cowardice. And then وَضَلَعِ الدَّيْنِ وَغَلَبَةِ الرِّجَالِ, and then being overcome by debt and being overcome by people. So then we learn that our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the finest in character, the furthest from laziness, from stinginess, and from cowardice, the first on the battlefield, the strongest of the men in battle, in military confrontation, was this man sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to seek refuge with Allah continuously from cowardice. So from our manners and from our religion is that we turn to Allah Ta'ala asking for aid against our own selves, and from cowardice and weakness in character. And a man, for example, is required to defend himself, his property, and his family. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is collected by Imam Muslim, and he asked, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ يُرِيدُ أَخْذَ مَالِي. You see what I should do if a man came to me trying to steal my money. قَالَ فَلَا تُعْتِهِ مَالَكَ. He said, don't give him your money. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ قَاتَلَنِي. He said, what do you say if he fights me or if he engages me? قَالَ قَاتِلْهُ. He said, fight him back. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ قَتَلَنِي. He said, what if he kills me? قَالَ فَأَنْتَ شَهِيدٌ. He said, then you would be a martyr. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ قَتَلْتُهُ. He said, what do you say if I ended up killing him? قَالَ هُوَ فِي النَّارِ. He said, he would be in the hellfire. So we live in a land, dear brothers, where the non-Muslims and their governmental laws that they have established have allowed as well for self-defense and a man defending his property, his physical safety, and his family. So take advantage of that and be strong believers. Don't be weak and don't be pushovers. Don't be like those on false religion who say, when you slap me on one side of the face, I'll turn my face to the other side to allow you to slap the other cheek. Rather be strong, be men of this religion, be determined, and look for the favor and the bounty with Allah Ta'ala. Fourthly, dear brothers, we seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from stinginess, from miserliness, and from selfishness. And know that Allah Ta'ala has said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You shall not attain piety until you spend from that which you love. Piety has many doors. Righteousness has many doors. الْبِرُّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And all of those doors of piety lead to paradise, but you will not be able to attain them unless you learn to spend from that which you love. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. One of you does not really believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So quite naturally, an individual likes that the money he earns be spent upon himself and his family and in his best interests. Yet he trains himself not to be stingy and not to be selfish. And he takes from that wealth that he has gathered, that which will aid the religion of Allah and the worshippers of Allah and advance the cause of Islam. We ask Allah Ta'ala to aid us against the evils of our own selves. In the hadith of Abu Umama, as collected by Abu Dawood in his Sunan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahabba lillahi wa abghadha lillah. Whoever loves for the sake of Allah, hates for the sake of Allah, wa a'ata lillahi, and he gives in charity for the sake of Allah, wa mana'a lillah, and he refrains at times for the sake of Allah, faqad istakmala al-iman, then he has completed his iman. We beg Allah Ta'ala to aid us in completing our iman. Fifthly, dear brothers, we seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from senility and feeble old age. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to supplicate for refuge with Allah from this. And he used to supplicate day and night in the morning and in the evening from su'il kibar, from an ill old age or a feeble old age where one is incapable of performing the basic daily things that a man needs to do. We beg Allah Ta'ala for dignity and honor in our old age. We beg Allah Ta'ala for that for our elders and our senior brothers in Islam, that He grants them strength in their character and strength in their bodies and good health until Allah Ta'ala takes them and us. Have you heard the story of Abu Tayyib al-Tabari, one of the few scholars of hadith who reached the age of 100 years? And he used to continue to narrate narrations after the age of 100 from his memory. He was sharp in his faculties and physically strong, good eyesight, good hearing, over the age of 100 years old. One time he was at the end of a journey with his companions by sea, and his ship arrived at the shore. And he jumped down off of the boat onto the land. And traveling by sea in those days, you must understand, will take a lot out of a man. A healthy man would be at the end of his journey sick and tired of that journey. Yet this man jumps down in a show of vigor and strength at 100 or more than 100 years old. And so they said, how is it that you are so old, yet you can jump down from the boat after this long journey? And he said, these limbs, I used to preserve them in my youth, meaning I used to keep them to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has preserved them for me in my old age. We beg Allah Ta'ala to guide us to that which benefits us. And lastly, in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek refuge from, is the sixth of the first six matters, and that is the punishment of the grave. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grave in our morning and evening supplications. And He taught us in the back end of each and every salat that we pray, that we seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from the punishment of the grave. And He said one time, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, passing by two graves, He said, "Inna huma la yu'adhabani." These two are being punished. "Wama yu'adhabani fi kabirin." But they're not being punished over a big thing, meaning something difficult to avoid. They're being punished over something they could have avoided with simple actions. أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ لَا يَسْتَتِرُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ. As for one of them, he used to not take care of himself, protect himself from the splashback and from his urine when he urinated. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a different hadith, تَنَزَّهُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ. Take care of keeping yourself clean from urine. فَإِنَّ عَامَةَ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ مِنْهُ. Because the majority of all punishment in the grave is a result of that, not taking care of one's urination. And alhamdulillah, Allah has graced us and blessed us with a religion that gives us physical purity and cleanliness and manners to observe when going to the bathroom that are the most complete and best manners to observe. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about that second occupant of the grave, وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. As for the other one, then he used to carry tales between people. We beg Allah Ta'ala for refuge with him from all of these matters and all of the matters that he hates. We beg him to guide us to the very best of character, the best traits that he loves and is pleased with. And we beg him that he guide us to true exemplification of following his noble messenger. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلَّمُ وَبَارِكَ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ.